USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm hopeful. I think we're very close to a deal today.
That's Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who says this morning a deal to provide more coronavirus relief money for small businesses could be reached by the end of the day.
We're making a lot of progress. I've had multiple conversations all weekend with the leadership of both the Senate and the House. I spoke with Chuck Schumer this morning already, and I think we're making a lot of progress.
Mnuchin there on CNN State of the Union saying he is hopeful the Senate would pass the plan tomorrow and the House would pass it on Tuesday. The $350 billion program ran out of money last week. Yesterday, President Trump said some states like Texas and Vermont could start reopening things by tomorrow, as long as social distancing is maintained. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio wants people to report social distancing violations they witness to authorities. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.